Well, I'm sat in a corner now with Preston Geek Up, and I've got four people with me at the moment. We've got...
Tim, hello.
Aaron.
Aaron Witcher.
Aaron Witcher from...
Aaron Gallagher.
And Martin Ayrton.
And Martin. Now, you four, you're not teachers, but no. You came to Hack to the Future. Why did you come? Were you hoping to get something or do something? What was your motive for coming?
So, you came to these events and talked about this... and getting people excited about computing and things. And it's something I'm excited about and thought that I could maybe help infect people with that excitement.
Aaron.
Yeah, I'm from Blackpool Linux User Group. I joined last January, and we started doing various events around the Northwest. And when this came up, we jumped at the opportunity to come over and basically promote Linux and open source software.
And Martin, you actually run a business.
Yeah, I've got a software house. I've been coming to Preston Geek Ups, but I'm also a father. So I brought my young lad and his friend along. So it was both teaching the guys, my young lads, who are both 10, what to do about programming, see what I do for a living, and also help wherever we could with the other kids.
And Aaron, am I right in thinking you actually work in a school?
I do, Garstang Community Academy.
Yeah.
I was more only there for... I work as a system administrator, and I'm intrigued about what sort of developments are going to go into schools. You're looking at sort of programming languages now with the new computer science coming in. Some of the hardware that'd have to be brought into schools and developed on. So I was just there to see what the future would be for my school.
So if there was other people who were not teachers, like developers or network administrators, network managers, would you be encouraging them to come to something like Hack to the Future? You know, would you say that there was something they were going to get out of it?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the future of, well, you know, we need to get these kids programming. We see that because we're just not getting any developers through. You know, they come from graduate degrees and, they're still struggling to program. So, yeah, we need to get programming back out there. So anybody who's got kids that are vaguely interested in computers, bring them along. Simple as.
So you're saying this is like a recruitment crisis that you're
massively
seeing.
Massively a recruitment crisis, and absolutely.
So you feel by helping out with something like this, you're maybe long-term, you're going to help plug
exactly.
that gap a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, we are selfishly looking for the new developers of the future, of course.
Did you spot any? Did you
measure
recruitment?
Yeah, it looks like I've got two at home. So,
did you get to go to any talks, apart from ones that you might have led yourself or in activities? Did you?
Yeah. So I went to quite a few that were very interesting. Yeah. There were some which were... presentations,
right?
And then there were others which were more sort of labs, you know, where people were doing things and like doing exercises.
And is there a particular one that left an impression?
So there was a podcasting talk which I thought was a podcasting hands-on which was good.
Dan Lynch, I think.
That's right. Yeah. And then there was the talk in the hall by Freaky Clown, which I thought was good. That was very interesting and certainly definitely. An eye opener to go through and check your phone settings and things about what that's doing. So
your photographs and
everything else. I was sat in actually, and when he announced himself as the hacker, the girls in the back corner all gasped like, "Oh, he's a hacker!"
Aaron, you seemed quite busy on the day. Did you actually get to go to any activities?
I didn't get to go into any activities. I was the wall watcher. I think the coin phrase is. I got to talk to a lot of the presenters as they came up to actually sign up on the board and what they're up to and. Some of the topics actually I was quite surprised with what level. I thought, well, maybe sometimes this might be a bit too highbrow for maybe some of the students, but all the students came back and wanted to go on and repeat the subject, so it was amazing.
Did you come across anybody, maybe young children who got the wrong impression about certain things or not quite understood what was going on?
Far from it.
No?
No, I went to quite a lot of the talks. And as I say, I took 2 10-year-olds along who ended up soldering a PCB board and building their own computer. Which, if you'd told me that was going to happen at the beginning of the day, I'd have categorically said, not a chance. So we were blown away by that. And we went to the .NET Gadgeteers, and they worked with the Microsoft guy and helped build a digital camera, which was amazing. Yeah, and at 10 years old, with not a lot of experience, these guys were lapping it up, which obviously we'll send you some photographs as well.
So if you... if a colleague was saying to you, "Oh, I'm thinking about going to one of these events in the future," can you think of a word or two that you'd use to
go
persuade?
Yeah, do it. Absolutely.
Okay. I'd have to encourage other schools to bring more students. I know it's primarily Garstang, Our Ladies' first event. There were a few other students from obviously parents who've been, but I'd definitely open it to the general public more.
Great.
All the kids were fantastically behaved. Really.